Welcome to our discussion of Parashat Ki Tavo, the making of your mountain. If we look at the Parsha, we have once again something we were introduced to in Parashat Re'eh, that is Mount Har Gerizim and Har Eival, the mountain of the blessing, the mountain of the curse. We put the blessing on or in the direction of Har Gerizim, Mount Gerizim, there on the central Israel, perhaps near Shechem. And the curse we say from the valley, directed toward the people standing on or near the Har Eival, the other mountain. And the question is, how did they pick this mountain for giving blessings, this mountain for giving curses? The curses and blessings being related to secrets, things that are not perhaps included in the Torah in the sense that maybe no one would notice that you were doing these things, various abuses in the home, taking advantage of those who were downtrodden. No, these are things that no one would notice. And we curse those who take advantage of the disadvantage. We bless those who don't. But why were these mountains chosen for that? Was there something special about this mountain as opposed to that? And then what about the tribes? It doesn't seem fair. Some of the tribes have to go on the mountain of the curse and others on the mountain of the blessing. And in fact, some of those tribes seem to be fall in line. The tribes that were more successful, they tend to be on the tribe of the blessing. Judah, Levi, Yosef, Binyamin, Yisachar. But the other tribes, Reuven, Gad, Asher, Zvulun, Dan, Naphtali, sort of minor tribes seem to be stuck on the other mountain. It doesn't seem fair. What's going on? Now, Binyamin of Tudela, a medieval traveler who described his travels in the land of Israel, he said, still there. You can see Har Gerizim is a beautiful mountain. It's lush. And Mount Eval, the mountain of the curse, is barren and all that. Whether he really knew where the real Gerizim and Eval were, matter of dispute. Rav Shamshon Valhirsch takes it for granted that this is the way it is. But there's another view as well. In the Yerushalmi and the Jerusalem Talmud, there are different views as to which one it is. Is it the mountain that the Samaritans venerate to this day, the Kuthians? Or is it a different mountain? One opinion, Rabbi Eliezer says, you know what it is? Shnei gav shushios asu v'karu lahem grizim ve'eval. They came to the other side of the Jordan, to the west bank of the Jordan. They said, okay, we have to put the blessings on Mount Gerizim and Mount Eval, but I don't see any mountains over here. Which one is it? Take a clump of dirt, put it over here. That's Mount Gerizim. Clump of dirt, put it over there. That's Mount Eval. Really? Just artificial mountains? Isn't it just something special? Isn't there a certain mountain that's meant to be the mountain of blessing, the mountain of curse? No. The whole idea, says this Yushalmi and Sota, Perek Zayin, Halacha Gimel, the whole point is that the mountains are exactly identical. As a matter of fact, they're the mountains of our own making. The mountains of our own making. If we want to turn them into a mountain in which we can bless Jews for all the wonderful deeds that they do to the underlings of society, that's great. We want to take the same clump of dirt and turn it into a place where we'll be cursing, we'll be lamenting those who don't, that's also your option. It's all in our hands. As it says in Parashat Re'eh, the other section that talks about these two mountains, I'm giving before you a choice of blessing or curse. We have the choice. It's not the mountain that makes the man. It's not the place that makes the man. As the Gemara says, so one rabbi said to the other, come sit with me. This is an honored place. He says, a person doesn't make a place doesn't make the person. The person makes the place. It's up to us to make the place, to make something out of it. It's not that these tribes were the underprivileged tribes. These tribes were just as good as any other tribe. Reuven could be like Judah. It's up to him. And Devorah laments that Reuven is chikrei lev, they're sitting around thinking they're not getting involved in the war. That was their choice. They could have been the great warriors, the great heroes. It's up to each tribe to make something of themselves. As a matter of fact, we tend to fall into sort of a pagan way of thinking when we say, oh, today's been a good day. You know, it's been a good year. You know, this place where I live now, that's been good mazel for me over here. This is sort of a non-Jewish way of thinking. What we spoke about in Parsha Shoftim, Me'onin and Me'chashvim, is people who say, well, today's a little cloudy, I think it's a bad day today. If you had a bad experience in the morning, that has no influence on whether you'll have a bad day in the afternoon. We make the day. The day doesn't make the man, doesn't make the person, doesn't make our experience. If we had a good year or a bad year, it's not so because of some mythological tendency. We had a good day or a bad day, a good year or a bad year, because we make it happen. Even when we're dealt a difficult hand, we say, well, this is clearly a bad hand. We can make it a heroic effort to overcome the difficulties which we face. Or we can say, woe is unto me, and it's a bad day, and it's a bad year, and it's a bad life, and I have no choice. Two identical mountains, two identical challenges. One can take it, make something great of it. The other, it can turn it into a pitfall. It's all a matter of what we make of it. In fact, as we approach Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, we know that ultimately the major event of Yom Kippur is the choosing of Gorals, that there's a lottery that's taken between these two Seirim, these two goats. And the Mishnah says they have to be Shavim, Bemar, Ovakoma, they have to look the same, they have to buy, they have to be the same price. That they have to have the same look and height. They have to be identical. Because the whole point is that whether we go this way or that way, whether we're the scapegoat or the goat that goes to God, it's the same goat. We have the same, these opportunities, positive or negative, we can turn them into something good, or we can turn it, God forbid, into something terrible. Look what Racheli, the mother of Naftali, look what she made of her tragedy. She became one of the great heroic women in Naftali Frankel's mother, one of the great heroic women of our time. She took that hand that was handed to her, and it was a Mount Eval, it was something of a curse. She turned that into an opportunity to inspire all the Jewish people of the whole world and what it means to be a mother. Says in Yechezkel, Perek Lamed Vav, in chapter 36, V'amru ha'aretz ha'lezu ha'neshama ha'yita ke'gan Eden. That desolate land became like Gan Eden. Whether a land is desolate or it's Gan Eden does not depend so much on the salt content or the rainfall or the dew point. It depends on us. Whether it's ha'aretz ha'lezu ha'neshama, whether it's a desolate land or it's a Gan Eden, that depends on us. We've seen it in the land of Israel today. Is it some dust ball, a dusty land, very arid, near desert-like conditions? Or is it Eretz Chifetz, a land of desire that the whole world is fighting? They want to be part of the land of Israel. Nobody ever wanted it to be its own country. Now everybody wants it. Because they understand that Ha'aretz Ha'lejizu HaNeshama, this desolate land, we the Jewish people have shown this can be Gan Eden. Sometimes it's not one place is a Gan Eden, one choice in life is Gan Eden, the other is something the opposite. Rather, it's all in the question of what we make of it. That is completely in our hands. Thank you for joining us here at the Anshei Sefarad by the 11th Congregation for a discussion of Mount Gerizim and Mount Eval. Join us each week for a discussion of the Parsha. We have how-to videos. We have Jewish for Dummies. We have all kinds of series. Join us, check out our YouTube site, Asbe Memphis. And thanks to Jason Lefkowitz, our producer. Thank you.